day is Sunday, July 11th, the 15th Sunday in ordinary time. Let us begin our devotional prayers in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, O Lord, and his children be. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Our announcements today, we welcome you to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. At this time, please take a moment and silence your cell phone. Look in the bulletin to see how to connect to Augustine's Institute award-winning media called FORM, a way to embrace our Catholic faith with any internet-connected device. Every afternoon at 1 p.m., the prayer group meets in the church office. Everyone is welcome to join them. You can put prayer intentions in the back of the church, there's a basket, or you can put them in the collection basket. Just a reminder, we will only pass the collection basket around once. Please put your weekly offering and school contribution in that basket. Thank you for your generosity. We would especially like to give a warm welcome to any of new parishioners. Please contact the office so we can welcome you in person and get your registration process started. You can also ask one of the sacristans after Mass to give you a registration form. They would be glad to assist you. The Mass intention today is for the deceased members of the Soloway family. Our celebrant is Father Sojan. Please stand.
Our entrance in, God has chosen me, number 384.
Pardon and forgiveness.
Could us all look together saying, I come to this door.
Yes, Almighty God, please be my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, and in my thoughts, and in my words, and in what I have done, and what I have failed to do.
May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. In him, we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him, you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward redemption as God's possession to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He instructed them to take nothing for the journey, but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their bags. They were however to wear sandals, but no second tunic. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of God.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Of today talk to us about being sent to proclaim the good news of the Lord. In the first reading we hear from the book of Amos, and he was sent to preach the good news, prophesy the name of God. And then in the beginning, when he started preaching, you know, the king said, hey, you know, you don't have to come here, you know, you don't have to preach, you know, you are from north, and you know, you are from south, you know, you don't have to come in north and preach the good news and all that. And, you know, Prophet Amos said, hey, I am not a prophet like, and I am just a trestle of sycamore tree, and I am a shepherd, but God asked me to go, and that's what I am doing, you know. And that is the way he heard the message. According to the same way we hear from the gospel today, how Jesus sends the disciples out and, you know, tell them, go, you're on a journey, you're on a mission, you know, go and proclaim the good news. And, you know, we all need to remember that we're all on a journey, right? In that journey we make, we lose a few steps, you know, few stuff. And so we have to make sure, you know, like what we do, you know, like how much can we do, you know, in connection with God, you know, for helping others, for supporting others, for encouraging others, you know, to bring a little bit of light into the life of others. That's all we are asked to do, you know, on our journey. And, you know, we do not know how long we are going to live, right, in this on this earth, you know, like maybe, you know, like 90, 100, Monsignor lived 102, you know, that's the highest probably around here. And, you know, maybe like 90, 80, you know, like we may, and then we have to go. And, you know, once we go, you know, when we get before the Lord, hey, I gave a beautiful life for you. I gave you everything. And then, you know, what did you do, you know, like with that life? Maybe we may have to give an account of ourselves, you know, at the end. And then, you know, like that is what, it is not a great achievement that we made, God is asking, but, you know, maybe that, like, you know, what difference would you make in the life of your brothers and sisters? And that is what exactly, you know, God is asking. And, you know, in this journey, you know, Jesus told them, don't take anything along with you when you go, you know. And that is not to make them suffer, you know, because Jesus wants them to have complete trust in God. And that's what he said. You know, like when we go for a journey, you know, see how much preparation we make, right? How much preparation, the thought and things and all that. And, you know, like, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, you know, when I go for my journey, I'm excited and I get out and then I go. And the first 2 hours of my journey from my house to the airport, I will be thinking about all about, you know, hey, did I turn off the stove? Or maybe did I plug off, you know, move the plug of my iron box, you know, when I was pressing it? Or did I, you know, close the door? Did I close my garage? You know, like, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, you know, maybe I think, you know, like, you know, it's not because I'm getting old, right? You feel the same thing, right? And, you know, like, this, we have so many, not only these, we have so many of those things, you know, in our, and Jesus said, hey, take what is needed. God will provide. And, you know, that time, for them, what was really needed on their way was a walking stick. Because, you know, the roads at that time, they are not like our roads here, you know. And they really needed a stick. Maybe on the way there were snakes and things like that. Or maybe there were, you know, it was like hippie area and climbed the place and all that. And then, you know, he said, you know, God will provide you. And that is what it's all about. And when you work for God, and when you live your life for God, God will provide. And then we know that. And we know, look into our own life, how much God has given us, how much God has blessed us. So many ways. Even if we are not, God knows what is needed for us, and God provides. And when God provides, there will be more than what we need. You know? And that is the whole thing. That is what Jesus is, that's the point that Jesus is making today. That God will provide. When God provides, there will be enough and more. And then he said, go and cast, you know, like do good for others. You know, cast out demons and all those, you know, things. And then probably you may be wondering, how can I cast out demons? You know, how do I do that? You know, And probably prophet and letter of priest, you know, who does the exorcism and all that. But you know, we are not called to do that. But you know, at the same time, think about what are some of those demons that we really can help with others. You know, maybe hatred kind of demon, it's an evil. Or maybe like jealousy, maybe pride, maybe prejudice, maybe injustice. But there are so many of those, you know, demons in and around us. Probably that is what Jesus is telling us. Maybe can you bring light into the life of others by, you know, by shedding this little bit of life in those areas of your life. Now, when you are able to shed a little bit of light in those areas where there is, you know, hatred, where there is injustice, where there is, you know, pride and jealousy and all that, you know, like, and that is where we can see the grace of God working. That is why, you know, St. Francis of Assisi is a great saint, beautiful, you know, and, you know, he has got beautiful thought, and he was really a man who really detached himself from the world. He doesn't want of anything of this world. He was a rich man, and his father was a very rich merchant and all that, but he doesn't want any of that, you know. And, you know, he lived a life that is so detached. And, you know, like, in his prayer, the most beautiful prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, we all know that prayer, right? Everybody knows the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. And I'm just going to tell you about part of that prayer. You know, it makes really meaningful for us. You know, like, how can you bring a little bit of light into the life of others? And I said, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Let us pray for this grace during this Eucharistic celebration.
May the Lord guide and strengthen our leaders as they share the good news through their words and service. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For first response. responders. May they have the protection of St. Michael as they serve, protect, and heal. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who suffer from any form of addiction, may the Holy Spirit guide them on a path of recovery and give them strength. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the youth in this faith community, may they grow ever deeper in their faith and desire for the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they be received in the merciful embrace of our God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick of the parish and all on our prayer list, may they find strength and peace in the gentle heart of Jesus to endure their toils ahead of them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Well, let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. And all those who have asked our prayers. All those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes, from our parish. Heavenly Father, receive our petitions and grant all that is pleasing to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Giving preparation gifts, let us sing the hymn, the prayer that Father talked about, the prayer of St. Francis, number 527.
Thank you.
my way, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Upon the offerings of the church, O Lord, as she makes her prayer to you, and grant that when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundation of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty work through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome. down in the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Lord,
now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, dear apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let's
offer each other a sign of peace. So many beautiful things, you know, like, you know, thousands of books, audio talks, movies, documentaries, and, you know, study materials for all kinds of people, for students and people, and, you know, older people, and all. It's a beautiful thing. And then maybe I just wanted you to, you know, take advantage of this, because I have bought it for 1 year, and then if people likes it, I'm going to continue that. So, kind of, you're paying money for this, and I just want you to, you know, enjoy this program. It's a beautiful thing, you know. You can get all kinds of things in this, you know, and you can download it in your device, you know, like in your phone, in your computer, you know, like whatever devices you have, and it works with Wi-Fi and, you know, data, anything. And so, you know, it has given here, you know, how do you download and all that, and then we have this paper at all the doors, and you can take it home. And also, there is, you know, a description in the bulletin, how do you do this. And if you have any problem, it's very easy. If you have problem, go to the office and speak with the Gretchen. She is the one who is doing with our communication and all that. So she will help you with the downloading this. And this is beautiful, really, you know. And if you really love this, you know, next year you will continue to subscribe it. So I just want to, you know, want you to talk about this and then see how you like it. And, you know, everybody can enjoy it. All the parishes and dioceses and all over the United States, they have this, you know. So I'm sure we will, you know, you will like this and you will enjoy more of it. And also take care of this and, you know, try to download and enjoy it. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, bless the Son. Have a nice day.
As we're sent forth, let us sing together City of God, number 385.
Thank you.
On the first.
Good.